Hello, my name is Chip Ling, and you are listening to Total EM. For this podcast, it's going to be a little different than usual because this is in direct response to something that came up recently, a question that was asked of me, and I decided to do this little mini deep dive. This was originally just for my own personal interest, and then it turned and evolved into basically, next thing I know, I am doing research for a podcast because I thought, man, if I'm going to put all the effort into this, I'm going to try and find this answer for this friend, then let me see if I can turn this into something we can talk about. And so I have, and this is all about testing strep in young patients because apparently, and I didn't realize this, I mean, I kind of heard of it before, but I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until it came up the other day that there is a lot of dogma behind, do we strep test patients under 3 years of age? And that number varies a little bit. Sometimes it's under 5 and sometimes it's under 3. But generally speaking, and we're going to talk about this a little more here in a second, is that it's under 3 years of age. You don't need to strep test these kids. But is that really the case? And if so, why? And so I wanted to answer this question multi-part. And like most cases of dogma, there's this difficulty about, where did this come from? What research supports it? And how did this propagate? Because a lot of times it's built on faulty research that may have been misinterpreted in some way, or maybe it was actually good research that just someone took their spin to it. And next thing you know, you have a publication that has twisted it in a way that was never meant to be the case. And we've seen this with other types of issues where basically this propagates because someone cites the previous study and the previous study cited the one before that, but the authors of the newest study didn't look back at the old stuff and everything else just kind of combines. And what makes it worse is that there really aren't that many studies that approach this question. And so what that means is that now we have something that's already hard to define, already hard to look up research-wise, and it gets twisted in a way that unfortunately makes it hard to actually look up. And then when we do find studies, most of them are older, and because of the propagation that existed, people didn't like bother to do more evidence for it, and it just becomes this whole big mess. So when this comes up, we have this thing where basically people, because of this whole issue, believe that you shouldn't have to test children under the age of 3 for strep. Now, when I'm talking about strep, specifically, I'm talking about group A streptococcus. And that is because, you know, even though it's an easily testable disease, for some reason, some people don't think we need to worry about it. And yes, there are certain exceptions to that. And I don't want to go into a huge detail about the caveats behind everything. But what I do want to mention is that that's the gist of it. Is the dogma is, in the true dogma, we should say, is that you should never test under the age of 3. And we're going to challenge that part of the dogma, that definition of it. So we're going to build that as our premise, is that the argument out there is you should not test children under the age of 3 for group A strep. I mentioned dogma a lot, but let's define it real quick. It is defined as a principle or set of principles laid down by an authority and basically without controversy is held to be true. Obviously, we have some controversy behind this, but this is what it is believed to be. So someone believes that, hey, this is a matter of fact and there's no discussion otherwise. There are other parts of potential dogma when it comes to group A strep. One of them is about the whole debate about whether or not you should treat it. I'm going to leave that up to now to other resources such as Rebel EM, which did a great job doing a detailed review on it, but there's tons of others as well. I'm leaving that out. We're not going to talk about the treating side of it just because that is a whole separate rabbit hole. I am, again, just talking about diagnosing for under 3 years of age. So like I said, it's difficult and confusing because there's not a lot of primary literature. And it seems that kind of everyone cites around and messes with the same few papers. And so you got to go back to the original stuff and really look at it. Well, when we talk about the authority for our dogma definition, the chief one that we can at least find some citations to is the IDSA. And so the Infectious Diseases Society of America, the IDSA, at least cited their stuff where you could look it up. Because what other people did was they cited the IDSA as their source for why you shouldn't test under 3 years of age, which again propagates the whole dogma behind it. Because, okay, one group says it, so we're going to say it as well, rather than again going back to the original part. So that's why I really want to focus for at least a few minutes on the IDSA guidelines from 2012 regarding this whole diagnosis and management of group A strep. Okay, so in the guidelines, it states, quote, diagnostic studies for group A strep pharyngitis are not indicated for children under 3 years old because acute rheumatic fever is rare in children less than 3 years old, and the incidence of streptococcal pharyngitis and the classic presentation of streptococcal pharyngitis are uncommon in this age group. Although these parts are true, so we talk about, you know, acute rheumatic fever being less common in this age group, the incidence being less, and the classic presentation being less, as well as just a general decrease in the rate, I don't think we should say that it's not indicated. It's just that we need to at least think about it. And maybe we don't need a strep test every single one, but we need to at least keep it in our mind. I think that's the real issue, is that people take that verbiage and they took it to an extreme, as not indicated means don't do it at all. Because that seems to be where people are making this error. And okay, you know, that would sound simple enough if you took that not indicated, that that's what it's meant to be. However, the IDSA, after this discussion, goes into other details. So let's talk and break all those points down for a second that we just quoted a few minutes ago. And let's go a little bit further. Okay, let's talk about the rate. So group A strep, 37% prevalence in school-age children, 24% in those less than 5 years of age, and then 10 to 14% in children less than 3 years of age. Okay, decreasing amounts, fine. But that 10 to 14% is still pretty high. All right, maybe you're going to argue the ASO titer side. If you want to do that, okay. Like, you can say that in some studies it may range as low as 0 to 6%. And that's based on a little bit of evidence with it. Well, if we take some studies that it cites, even the IDSA cites in their stuff, a 1994 study and a 1999 study, they acknowledge that there are still a certain amount of population in those children where we can see group A strep even in the first year of life. So with the dogma, it says never do, never happens. That's not true. The original text that people are quoting and citing in their research just doesn't add up to that. It's not that it's non-existent. It's the fact that it's at least uncommon, maybe rare, depending on how you want to interpret some of the data points. But it's not a never event. Okay, let's move on to the next part of this. The IDSA publication even mentions in its own work that testing should be considered for those with risk factors, even if they're under the age of 3. So older sibling with group A strep, or being in a setting such as a daycare where there are known cases of group A strep. But like even some of the other stuff, and this comes from other publications too, where it talks about that the presentations can be a little bit different, such as the fever, the mucopurulent rhinitis, the excoriated nares, or the diffuse adenopathy. Those things are the ones we tend to see, but they're not very specific. So we're kind of having to look at this, and we need to consider the high risk behind it in some ways, which we'll go back to in a second. But some of the classic stuff we look for in other age groups, like the exudative pharyngitis, is rare in those less than 3 years of age. So, okay, if you go with me for this part of the argument, you may ask next, well, that's fine, but how young should we be testing? I don't really have a good answer for that. But there was one case report where a 62-day-old infant, so about a two-month-old, had group A strep. Okay, rare enough to make it a case report. But again, it's not a never event like the dogma would suggest. And then there's a meta-analysis of 29 different articles that was published in 2010 that said that, yes, there were definitely cases under 5 years of age. It was lower than those over 5 years of age, but it's still there. And then for an article in a single emergency department that was published, group A strep caused 30% of pharyngitis in children between 2 to 3 years of age. Still less than 3 years of age, still a heavy prevalence, something we need to consider. There are those of you who may be listening that may want to say, well, what about the CENTAUR criteria? Because when I go on to MDCalc, like I look at the CENTAUR criteria and it even mentions that, you know, 3 year cutoff. Does that, I mean, the whole structure is based off that. Be very cautious with the CENTAUR criteria for two reasons. One, it's because the authors even said to be cautious of it. But also the other reason is because it was specifically designed for adults. Dr. CENTAUR says, quote, "We studied adults and thus have always been wary of applying it to children. More recently, we have published a review that shows that pre-adolescent pharyngitis has many differences from adolescent/young adult pharyngitis. McIsaac has developed an adjustment for age, which might be appropriate for pre-adolescents." And I would encourage us to study that word might, because just like Ken Milton says from the SGEM, when you hear might, it could mean might not. So again, a grain of salt when you hear that, because yes, you could apply it that way, but we may not really want to apply it that way. We need to be careful about it. All right, so on to the final argument about this. This kind of bridges into the whole do we need to treat or not thing, but how important is it to diagnose under 3 years of age? That's going to be the question that you may ask, because really, you know, other than, of course, the complications that can come up because of pharyngitis and acute bacterial infection, specifically group A strep complications, the one that, you know, is rare but people worry about specifically is acute rheumatic fever. One study of 541 new cases of rheumatic fever reported from Salt Lake City, only 5% of those individuals were under the age of 5. However, I like how they phrase it that way, because the youngest case was less than 2 years of age. So it does still happen. If your argument alone was because of that, and remember the global burden behind group A strep and acute rheumatic fever, we have to at least acknowledge it. Again, I'm not going to go into the whole debate about whether or not you should be treating strep, because I leave that to people who have done their own separate deep dives on that, including Rebel EM. Like I said, it's a great post. Just look at it. It may help you think about this a little bit more. And it's changed my practice in some ways, but I think we have a lot to consider still. But ultimately, we have to remember that when we talk about this, these risks are real. And they do happen in younger children under 3 years of age. So we should still be considering testing for strep. I would just encourage you to at least look at this dogma, this never test under 3, and look at it again under this light. I always encourage people to look over the papers and everything that we cite, as well as things that I may have missed, because I'm going to admit, especially right now, I had a hard time finding anything. Maybe I was looking in the wrong database. Maybe I just couldn't use the right keywords. Maybe there's something else I'm missing. So please, if you have better stuff to show me, I want it. I want to read it. I want to understand this better. So this is my call, my shout out to you all, that if you think that there's something else I need to add to this, please, please, please let me know, because I really want to add it to the mix and I'd love to have this discussion further. But until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.